From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is conceding that the air travel security system failed in the case of the thwarted bomb attack on a Northwest Airlines jetliner on Christmas Day.
What I would say is that our system did not work in this instance. No one is happy or satisfied with that. An extensive review is underway.
Napolitano, speaking on NBC's Today Show, elaborating on earlier comments she made when she indicated the system had worked smoothly after the suspect was taken down. President Obama has ordered a review of two major components of the security system, terrorism suspect watch lists and the use of high-tech detection equipment at airport checkpoints. The family of the Nigerian man accused in last week's failed bomb attack says it lost contact with him and reported his disappearance to security agencies about 2 months ago. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has that story.
In a media statement in Nigeria, the father of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab said his family had become concerned about the young man's disappearance when he stopped communicating while supposedly studying abroad. Alhaji Umaru Mutallab, a respected banker, reported the matter to the local security agencies and to some foreign authorities, including the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria. The father said he had contacted them to find and bring his son home. Abdulmutallab has been charged with trying to bring down a Northwest airliner en route from Amsterdam bound for Detroit on Christmas Day. The family said it was anticipating information of his whereabouts when it heard the shocking news that day. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A suicide bomber detonated a blast at the start of a Shiite Muslim procession in Pakistan's largest city today. The explosion in Karachi killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens of others. The BBC's Ali McBull reports from Islamabad.
Police chiefs and politicians in Pakistan's biggest city are appealing for calm. The huge Shia procession was struck on one of Karachi's main roads by what security officials say was a suicide bomber. A sectarian attack like this had been feared on what's a particularly holy day for Shia Muslims. There was a large police presence and security plans had been drawn up weeks ago. But since the attack, elements of the crowd have turned hostile. Gunshots have been heard and eyewitnesses say some buildings have now been set on fire.
The BBC's Ali McBull reporting from Islamabad. Shares of major retailers are up in early trading today after data showed that shoppers spent more this holiday season, a good sign that consumers may be feeling better about the U.S. economy. Figures from Spending Pulse, which tracks all forms of payment, show retail sales rose 3.6% from November 1st through Christmas Eve. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 17 points at 10,539. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 6 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Opposition websites in Iran say security forces have been carrying out raids today and have arrested a number of prominent anti-government activists, including three top aides to opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi. The raids followed a day of violent clashes between protesters and police in Tehran that left 8 people dead. Residents of the upper Midwest and Great Plains are still digging out from the powerful storm that walloped those regions over the weekend. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt has more.
Most roads are still slick with ice and, even worse, black ice. The storm brought heavy snow and strong winds to the southwest and midwest for most of last week, downing power lines and causing hundreds of accidents. At one time, the interstate between Sioux City, Iowa, and the Canadian border was closed. South Dakota's entire interstate system was closed for part of the weekend. Brad Tiemeyer is with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls.
This snow event here fell as the fourth most significant snowfall in the Sioux Falls area since recorded history.
South Dakota's Highway Patrol has responded to nearly 160 accidents and rescued more than 200 stranded motorists. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.
The Israeli government has announced plans to build nearly 700 new apartments in East Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's order slowing down settlement construction in the West Bank did not include East Jerusalem because Israel considers Jerusalem its capital. But Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as the capital of a future state, and they have refused to reopen peace talks until settlement construction is halted there and in the West Bank. The Obama administration's special envoy to the Middle East, former Senator George Mitchell, is due back in the region in early January. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.